How do you connect with your kids? Do you connect with them? Are you able to communicate, talk about things that matter, or do you find it just difficult to make that connection? Today, how do you connect with your kids? I'm Dr. Randy Carlson. Let's get real intentional around this topic. It's a parenting topic. And we open our doors to you here at the Intentional Living Center, and we're going to get at this right off. So give us a call. Let's talk kids and how to connect.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Our lines are open, 1-888-888-1717. Again, that's 1-888-888-1717. Now, to help you be intentional for your kids, here's Randy.
All right. Thank you, Kurt, and welcome to Intentional Living today. I'm Dr. Randy Carlson, and our team standing by. Our phone lines are open with a really kind of a basic question about parenting. It's way beyond just getting them, you know, food and clothes and to school and church. Connecting with them, having a relationship with your kids. How do you connect with them? What are things that you do intentionally to try to connect? 888-888-1717 is my number. 888-888-1717. Love to have you come and be a part of the program today. I'll start right at the beginning here. I wrote down three things that I think are key to this topic. First of all, is time. Time. I mean, the more time you spent with your kids, in I don't mean just sitting there watching TV. That might be part of it, watching a game or something. But spending time with your kids, doing things, it becomes a natural, not manufactured process. Kids see right through it if you have some little trick or strategy to try to get them to open up. They're not stupid. They can see that. But just spending time with your kids. Another one that comes to mind is the words. The words that you use. Our granddaughter, Kylie, 7 years old, she's our oldest grandchild. She was over with her sister at the house the other day, and she wrote me a little love note, a little post-it note. And she said, I don't have it here with me, but this is what the paraphrase. She says, you know, I love you, and I hope you're having fun being with me today. Isn't that interesting? You know, here's the reality. Your kids are sensitive, or at least some of them are sensitive to what you think about them. And, you know, in terms of approval or being proud of them. And that comes through your words. To be able to express your heart to your kids, I think that's important. And then listening, you know, just being listening to your kids, not trying to answer all their questions or solve all their problems or correct them, but just listen. I think those things matter. Listening, speaking the right words, and time. How about you? What have you learned in connecting with your kids? What are some specific things you do? 888-888-1717.
Hi, my name is Sarah, and I am from the lovely state of Michigan. I want to tell you how I am being intentional, and not just for today, but I'm trying to make it a life switch. I have a young son who is going to be a teenager, and I've seen changes in him, and I know sometimes you just have to sit down and just say, okay, this is because he's becoming a teenager, and that's what I'm doing. I'm being intentional because I'm listening more, and I am answering the questions on his level, and I am trying to be a better parent every single day. I take that time to tell him how much I love him every day, and I tell him that I'm proud of him every day, and I have just, it has filled my heart with such wonderful blessings. And I thank you very much. I'm also being intentional in my work by not letting people bother me as much. It really does work. Hope you're having a great day, and thank you.
Yeah, it really does work. It really does. You know, she sort of echoed what I was talking about, you know, getting behind the eyes of your son or daughter and, you know, being patient, speaking love into their lives. Mark Twain made the statement, when I was a boy of 14, my father was so ignorant, I could hardly stand to have the old man around. But when I got to be 21, I was astonished at how much the old man had learned in 7 years. And for parents of teenagers, Mark Twain in his wit, and we don't recommend you do this, but in his wit, shared something we probably have heard over the years. He says, when a boy turns 13, seal him in a barrel and feed him through the hole, and when he turns 16, plug the hole. I know parents now, we don't recommend that, okay? But you might feel that way, and I think it's a reminder that the ambivalent years of the teen years for kids, they're going through a lot of adjustments, and they're becoming more independent and making friends, and maybe you feel like they're not spending as much time with you or don't relate like they did when they were 8 or 10. And that's part of the normal process. Hang on, it gets better. If you can go through those teen years of really staying connected with your kids and moving slowly and a lot of love, listening, makes a big difference. Okay, let's go to our calls on the line. We have Richard, our first caller today. Hi, Richard.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Cook?
Good, good. How do you stay connected with your kids?
Oh, well, I have six. They range from age 30 down to 5.
Wow.
5 girls and 1 boy.
Wow. You're a busy man.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, the way I connect with them is I recognize the individual qualities that they have. I don't cookie cut everything for the same because they all listen different. You know, so for me, I give them that individual attention that they require based on how their love language is or how they respond to things. Like my one daughter, she's a drummer. So me and her is always music stuff. My son, he just likes to wrestle, so I beat him up once a week. Him and I wrestle on the floor, and he gets it, you know. And my youngest daughter, she just loves to do work. So we sit down, and when we do our homework, she expresses herself, and so I encourage that for her.
That's good.
So it's individual for me.
Do you find, I agree with that, Richard, do you find it easier sometimes to maybe relate to your son that you wrestle with more than maybe your daughter with her activities or vice versa?
Yeah, I mean, I do recognize sometimes it's easier to connect with my son because he's my only son, and I've been raising girls my whole life. So he's actually my first guy that I actually, man, that I'm starting to raise. Mm. So it's a little different. So I kind of paying attention to what I didn't get so that I can give it to him. So I kind of listen to what a lot of other fathers do. I listen to your show a lot, and I kind of put together what manhood should be like in his eyes, through his eyes, because I'll ask him, you know.
Good for you. Hey, listen, Richard, you're doing the right thing, and we tell parents, the Bible even says, Proverbs 22:6, train up a child in the way he should go. We're talking about unique bent of the child, just like a tree, it has a unique bent, understanding what it is. And when he's old, he won't depart from it. That's why as you start young to help your child make decisions, it'll have the right bent, God's bent for their life. And you're doing the right thing, Richard. You're getting behind the eyes of your kids and seeing that each have interests. You know, one's music and one's sports and one's school or whatever. I tried when our kids were younger to try to speak into their lives the things that I saw in them that I thought would become part of their adult life. And I can remember when we'd pray together and the kids would go to bed, try to speak into their lives words of encouragement about who they are and how God's wired them and so on. And I think that's important, knowing your kids, not just a job to raise them, but to really get behind their eyes. Powerful thing. All right, Richard, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
One thing that we are doing intentionally with our kids is making sure that we apologize to them when we need to. When we are wrong with discipline or make mistakes, we let them know that we are sorry.
I am reading through the Bible out loud to my kids. I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 12-year-old son, and we're reading through the chronological Bible this year, and we're right on track. They're having fun with it. We're all learning a lot.
As I was heading for my part-time job after the day of homeschooling and taking care of my kids, I told my husband I hadn't accomplished anything, and then it came to my mind that I had, that I had taken care of my kids and educated them and loved them.
Yeah, that's pretty basic, important stuff right there. All right, we're talking about connecting with your kids. Scott wants to join us here with a comment from Arizona. Hi, Scott.
Hi, how are you doing, Dr. Andy?
Good, good. Appreciate your call. What part of Arizona are you in today?
Well, I'm in Mesa, Arizona, but I usually go all over the valley. I own my own business, so.
Fantastic. What kind of business do you own, by the way? What do you do?
I own artistic floors and construction, and we do wood, laminate, tile, and bath and kitchen remodels all over the valley.
Well, good for you. Well, we're glad you're listening as you're driving around. How do you stay connected with a busy schedule and a business and all that with your kids?
Well, I took up on your 30-day challenge, you know, started about 2 weeks ago listening to this, and I walked away from the Lord. I ruined a marriage of 27 years, and I crossed the Jordan by the grace of God 3 weeks ago, and God is just moving in my heart, and I'm praying because I have 9 kids, and, you know, God is moving in my heart, and I'm just praying, and I'm asking God, you know, Lord, what do you want me to do? How do you want me to... You know, because my kids, they're brokenhearted. They saw their dad fall. They saw their dad, you know, just do stupid things. Mm. So I asked God, how do you want me to reconnect with my 3 little ones that are still at home? And I felt like he told me, he says, you know, I want you to start taking them out one at a time. And so last night was my first night. I took my oldest son, he's first, you know, obviously. I took my 14-year-old. Out to dinner. I made him turn his cell phone off. And just, we sat and talked at dinner time, and you know, we're able to just converse with each other. And just, I just feel like the Lord is teaching me how to get to know my kids again, because we, you know, we can really just disconnect and not really know them. Yeah. And it was such a blessing last night. And then I took him out to Ross's and, you know, got him a couple shirts and stuff and just was able to hang out with him. And, you know, something over this last 3 weeks, you know, I've been getting real hugs from my kids.
That's good.
And just love, which is something that's phenomenal.
So. Well, what happened, Scott, is you said you crossed over Jordan, you made a decision spiritually, give your life to the Lord and really follow him and be obedient to him. And that changes your attitude. Your kids will see the genuineness of that. It's not manipulation, and it's not trying to, you know, to play a game or control. It's just being real, being with them, spending time with them, listening to them makes the difference. That's powerful. Let me ask you, you said you, 3 weeks ago really made a decision spiritually for your life. And I'd be interested to know, you talk about the radio. How has listening to the radio, following that challenge, made a difference in your life?
Well, you know, it's something about the Spirit of God. I go home and I'm by myself in the trailer. You know, it's hard. It's hard at nighttime. And just hearing, you know, I've noticed over the last 2 weeks, because I've listened to Christian music for a long time, but over these last 3 weeks, the heart of these musicians, they're just like, Lord, I'm broken before you. Lord, I can't do anything without you. I mean, Lord, if I don't have you, I have nothing. That's what I'm hearing in the spirit, in the music. And it's like, I get broken at night. And when I get, you know, when any kind of inkling of notification comes on, and I have that music on, it's like, you know, it's just flee from the devil and flee from temptation, and the devil will flee from you. And it's like, it's almost like it puts a hedge of protection around me. You know, just listening to that kind of music, and then it infiltrates your spirit.
Absolutely.
This last 3 weeks has been amazing. I led one of my coworkers, Robert, to the Lord. Just powerful.
That's
so
great. Well, Scott, I ask you that because that's my, I'm going to put you on hold because of the road noise, but I ask you that because you're a survey of one, you know, and we like to hear from people. What is the difference this station is making in your life? You know, what is this program? What's the difference does living intentionally or thinking about living intentionally make in your life? It's not to pat us on the back, but I think it's the intention of saying when we get our focus clearly on God, when we change what we do every day, the habits that we build. I just did a lesson with the staff and talked about turning actions into habits. That's why we do a 30-day challenge. I encourage you to listen to Christian radio for 30 days to fill your life with Christian music or programming and teaching and so on. For 30 days and allow that to permeate your life, because you can't be the same after 30 days of having your mind set on the right things. Well, we'll be praying for you, Scott, my friend. Welcome back, as it were, spiritually, and we're glad to be a part of your life on the air every day. How about you? How do you stay connected with your kids? 888-888-1717. You know, any hunters here, you know how it works. Ready, aim, fire, right? What many of us do in our lives, instead of following this sharpening the edge and getting ready first and then taking aim and then pulling the trigger, many of us are fire and then ready aim. See? We are just shooting, and then after we realize it didn't work, then we need to go back and do the homework. And that's why there's a lot of regrets. Imagine every in this room right here, every one of us could say, oh, if I could only live that day over again.
I could only do that relationship differently, if I could only make that decision differently this time, I'd go back and do my work up front, my prayer work, my meditation, my good counsel, whatever it would be before I made that decision. I would challenge us to live our lives intentionally in Christ by making sure we sharpen the edge before we try to chop down the tree.
Boy, that's so true. It's based on Ecclesiastes 10:10. It's the teaching for this month of August that has been recorded and sent out to all of our monthly members around the country. The entire teaching on Ecclesiastes 10:10 to sharpen your edge. Starting in September, we'll be sending out a recording I did a couple months ago on the questions you ask, the power of questions in your life. And then I begin a 4 or 5 month series on the intentional living process as it relates to parenting, marriage, finance, health, and work. And that's who we are. We are intentional living. And it's interesting. I hear other people talking about intentionality, and I hear other speakers talking about intentional living. And to know that this message is reaching out around the world, it's a powerful message to know what intention means. It's intention is something that's so personal and inside of us, tied to our values and our beliefs, and the motivation, I guess you could say, behind the decisions we make and the purpose for being here. And when we connect our intention with God's intention, it makes a huge difference. So I want to say thank you to every member, you men and women, young or old, couples or singles. You are making a difference in the life of somebody today as a result of your financial support. You're allowing us to be on the air, covering our costs to keep us going with our commitment to continue to share the truth of this message. In turn, you're also receiving encouragement from us. And as I come alongside of you with the monthly mentoring CDs to encourage you on your walk of living intentionally as well. And I want to thank those of you who've just recently joined us for our ongoing member support. If you're not a member, just sign up today. You know, really, give it a try. Come and be a part of it. Let God do something amazing through you today. Just go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, or you can call 888-888-1717. By the way, a word to members. If you're a member now and you're receiving the teaching, can I ask you to do me a favor? Could you call and tell us how the monthly membership teaching has encouraged you, or what you've learned, or how you're using those? We want to take some of your stories and share them during a very special week coming up in September. So just do it before you forget. Just call and say, hey, here's who I am. I'm a member of Intentional Living. Here's how the monthly teaching from Randy is helping, or what I'm learning, or maybe you have a unique, funny story you want to share. Whatever. We'd love to hear from you. Again, call 888-888-1717. And what number do they press to go to our storyline? Number two. Press number two. And number one, if you want to talk to me. Number two, it'll take you to the comment storyline. All right. Again, 888-888-1717.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. There's a verse in Psalm 11 which goes, "The foundations of law and order have collapsed. What can the righteous do?" Do you think that sounds a lot like our country? Then let me encourage you to join our prayer community. You can pray for one another, you can pray for our leaders and our nation, and you can have people all around the world praying for you. Go to theintentionallife.com/prayer. Dr. Randy's got more for you and your kid connection. We are Intentional Living, and we'll be right back.
You can do this. You can raise your kids without raising your voice. You can raise responsible adults. Learn the secrets of intentional parenting, including 5 things your kids need to know before leaving home at Parents Night Out. The Parents Night Out Conference with Dr. Randy Carlson is coming in October and November. Register today at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio. Randy.
That's right, Kurt. Thank you, and welcome to Intentional Living Center. We got some upcoming programs, how to harness the power of words. You know, words can either bring you up or bring you down. You know that. They're powerful. They have so many pictures that they generate in our minds. That's an upcoming program. Also, big things and little things in your marriage. What's the difference? We focus on the big things. Sometimes it's the little things that get us into trouble. A couple program topics coming up here in the very near future. Today we're talking about how to connect with your kids. And I created a list of intentionals for encouraging your children. It's a list of 10 things that you can do, very practical things, on our website. On our website for you. Just click on inspiration. You can go there, or you can go to the highlights, broadcast highlights. It's there as well. Let me mention a couple of them, and then you can go read the list for yourself. I think one of the ways you connect with your kids is give them a picture of the future. Kids today don't feel like they have much future. Kids today, they're looking at the national debt. They're looking at the landscape of the world now, the financial crisis, all the things going on, and kids are concerned. They probably wonder about their own future. What is their life going to be like if God tarries 10, 15, 30 years from now? Give them a picture of who they are. Help them develop that picture to see that God has something very special for them, which ties in with the second of the list, is remind them of their unique gifts. I think as we help our children see that they can focus on their strengths, not their weaknesses, what their gifts are, what makes them unique, how God wired them, boy, that's powerful. And then praying daily for their future, for their career, their spouse, their life choices, it's a powerful thing as well. A list of the top 10 for encouraging your children at theintentionallife.com. I encourage you to go check it out. Let's go to Sarah. Welcome to Intentional Living, Sarah.
Hi there, Dr. Carlson.
How's your day going?
It's been pretty good.
That's great. How do you stay connected with your kids?
Oh, my. I think it's similar to what I've heard, is getting interested. For me, I had to make the decision in the past year or so to learn about what they were interested in. Mm-hmm. For example, I have a 15-year-old boy, and he was interested in Doctor Who. And so I had to learn about that and learn how I could speak to him and connect with him in what he was interested in.
And how did that go for you?
Been a journey, but it's really helped, because then I've noticed him open up and talk to me, and then in other areas. So we speak about lots of things. Yeah. And I listen. I just try to get him to talk, and then I try to listen.
That's the way it is here. I think sometimes we try to manufacture things. That's why I say time is one of the key ingredients here. Spending time with your kids. I think sometimes I found when our kids were younger, riding in the car was a good time to listen and speak. You know, you kind of lock together for an hour or 2 hours driving. And, you know, there's a lot of unique things you hear with your kids in the back seat. They talk to each other, an opportunity to join in discussion. I always chuckle when you'll see some special on TV where they'll say, here's a new idea for families. Eat dinner together. You know, like, wow, this is a top 10 giant idea. Because we're so busy going in different directions and busy with, you know, the social media or friendships or TV or whatever. But just to be able to spend some time together around the table, eating together, talking about things, is a powerful thing when our whole family gets together. Just that, you know, half hour, 45 minutes around the table is a time of reconnecting and what's going on. And so there's some of these traditions that we can follow that can make a big difference. So that's good. All right, Sarah, thank you for your call.
Yes, thank you. I agree.
All right, drive safely there. Stacy in New Mexico, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good, good. How do you stay connected with your kids?
Well, like I was telling your producer, I have three boys. They're 11, 7, and 1. So the one-year-old, we don't really, we connect with him through play mostly, but... All right. My older boys, what I do is I date them, not in a romantic sense, but we get dressed up and we go to a nice restaurant based on the budget, and they learn what fork to use, what glass to use, napkins belong in your nap, elbows don't go on the table, proper manners that they can apply later on in their lives, hopefully with a future wife. And somehow, in the midst of all of this, out tumbles their heart. Sometimes it's beautiful, sometimes it's heartbreaking. Usually it's a little bit of both.
Yeah.
But it's really special time, and I think I look forward to it as much as they do.
Well, good for you, Stacy. I think that's important to do. I can remember when my daughter, who's now married and has a couple beautiful children or grandchildren, but when she was a teenager, taking her out to a dinner, and I gave her that purity ring that was used to be talked about more than now, I think. But took her out and gave her that ring, the commitment she'd made to remain pure until she got married. And I think it's those special times with your sons and daughters, just connecting with them and loving them and listening to them. And what I'm hearing, like from you, Stacy, and others today, this isn't some big, huge thing. This is just being available, and it comes back to time and words and listening. And to the extent that you do those things intentionally, in your relationship with your kids, you really, truly are connecting, no question about it. Stacy, thank you for your call.
Thank you much.
All right, appreciate it.
Mom, Dad, this might surprise you, but it's actually possible to raise me to be a responsible adult without losing your mind. The Intentional Living Center and Dr. Randy are having a Parents Night Out conference, and Dr. Randy says he'll teach you 5 things you need to teach me before I leave home? What does he mean by that?
Yeah, doesn't mean get out of here, kid. But I will tell you this, we are going to have a fantastic time. And I want to teach you some things that you're going to find very applicable and fun and helpful immediately. You know, we live in a difficult time. The world is under so much stress. You've got to make decisions every day as parents about media, friendships, about culture, teaching your kids how to be, well, we believe intentional. I'll tell you what. You may not be as intentional with your kids as you'd like to be, but the world is very intentional for your kids. And whoever's most intentional, I believe, is going to ultimately win. And so we're going to have a night that's going to be fun and practical at a Parents Night Out in Albuquerque, in Midland, Jackson, and Flint, Michigan, in Mesa, and in Phoenix, and in Tucson. 7 nights. And if you don't have your tickets, I hope you will get them. Starts in October. It's going to be, you can get the information online. So if you heard your city mentioned, we'd like to have you come on out. It's going to be a fun, practical evening. But I'll tell you what, now more than ever, when I stand on that stage and as we talk, it's going to be very practical stuff for you. Fun, but also practical for you to take away to feel more empowered to be the parent you want to be. Get registered today at theintentionallife.com. TheIntentionalLife.com. Parents Night Out, New Mexico, Michigan, and Arizona. I'm Randy Carlson. We'll see you next time from Intentional Living.